the question was asked, who is the Mashiach going to be? So I can't tell you, it's a secret. But I can tell you what the Rambam writes, who he's going to be.
Rabbi, quit being so modest.
What?
Quit being so modest.
Okay. The Rambam is in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes the following. HaMelech HaMashiach atid la'amod v'lachzir malchut David liyoshna b'memshala rishona. The king, the Mashiach, will stand and return the kingdom to the Davidic dynasty the way it used to be. Uvone HaMikdash umkabetz nitchei Yisrael. So he will return the monarchy of King David. He will build the temple and gather all the Jews that have scattered. V'chozrin kol ha'mishpatim b'yamav k'shayu mikodem. And all the laws will be reinstated the way they used to be. Makrivin korbanot will bring sacrifices. Vosin shmitin v'yovlot k'chol mitzvota ha'mura b'torah will perform the shmita, letting the land go fallow in the seventh year, and the yovel, the jubilee year, just as the Torah commands. V'chol mishayno ma'amin bo, o mishayno mchakel biyato, and whoever doesn't believe in him or anticipate his coming, lo b'shar nevi'im bilvadu kofer la b'torah uv Moshe Rabbeinu. He is in denial not only of all the other prophets, but also of the Torah and Moshe. Sharei Torah hi ida alav. The Torah testified he is coming. Shneimar, the verse says, v'shav Hashem okech et shvutcha v'richamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha. The Torah promises Hashem will return and bring you back and have mercy over you and regather you. In yeni dachecha v'tzei ha'shamayim, the Torah says, if you've been scattered to the edges of the land, God will gather you from there. Ve'vi'echa Hashem, Hashem will bring you back to the land of Israel. Ve'elu ha'dvarim ha'mfurashim b'torah hem kolalim kol ha'dvarim she'nemru al-yedei kol ha'nevi'im. So these short verses in Torah encompass everything the prophet spoke about. Af b'parshat Bilam ne'emar, in the parsha of Bilam that we just read, it also says this. V'sham niba b'shnei ha'mashichim, b'mashiach ha'rishon shu David, shoshei t'Yisrael miyad tzarehim. Bilam prophesied about the two Mashiachs, David, who saved Israel from all their enemies, v'mashiach ha'charon, and the ultimate Messiah, shomed mibanav, that is a descendant of King David's, shemoshiach t'Yisrael miyad bnei Esav. He will ultimately save us from the hands of the sons of Esav. V'sham hu omer, erenu v'lo ata. Bilam says, I see him, but he's not yet here. Said David, that's a reference to King David. Ashurenu, I see him. Velo karov. Bilam says, but he's not coming soon. That's not a reference to King David. That's Melech HaMashiach. That, there Bilam was prophesizing about the Messiah. Darach kochav miYaakov. There will be a star emanating from Jacob. Said David, that's a reference to King David. Vekam shevet miYisrael, and there will be a great leader from Israel. That's a reference to the King, the Mashiach. Umachatz patei Moav. He will destroy the leaders of the Moabites. That's David. And he will destroy, he will rule over all of humanity. That's the king of Mashiach. I'm skipping to the third halacha. The Rambam says, don't think that the Mashiach has to do all kinds of miracles and change the course of nature or resurrect the dead or anything like that. Okay. It's not like that. You see, Rabbi Akiva was one of the wisest men of the Mishnah. And he thought that Bar Kokhba was the Mashiach. Now, Bar Kokhba didn't resurrect the dead. He didn't do miracles. Rabbi Akiva said he's the Mashiach. And the wise men of his generation thought that Bar Kokhba would be the Mashiach until Bar Kokhba was killed. And once he was killed, they understood that, no, he's not going to be the Mashiach. Now the rabbis didn't ask him for a sign or a miracle. So the Rambam says, you have to understand, how does it work? The Torah gave us laws, and those laws are eternal. You can't add or detract from them. And if you add or detract or try to interpret things out of accordance with our tradition, so then you're a liar. That's not the Torah. So the rules of the Torah are what we said earlier. He has to bring back the kingship, they thought Bar Kokhba was doing that. He has to build the temple and gather all the Jews. So they thought Bar Kokhba would be successful in all that. Says the Rambam, and if a king arises from the house of David, who learns Torah, does mitzvos, and he's righteous and pious like King David, he lives in accordance with the written and the oral law, and he gets all the Jewish people to live in accordance with the Torah, and he ensures that the Torah is kept properly, and he fights the wars of Hashem, then we have an assumption that he is the Mashiach.
If he's successful,
if he's successful and he conquered all the nations around and he built a temple in its place and he gathered all the Jewish people, then he is certainly the Mashiach. Meaning step one, he lives up to the Torah to the highest level, and he gets the Jewish people to live on the highest level, and he fights the wars to protect the Jewish people. Then you can assume he's the Mashiach. That's why Rabbi Akiva and the rabbis assumed Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. Step two, if he is successful in all the wars and he is victorious against all the nations and builds the temple and gathers all the Jewish people back, then you know he is Mashiach. Two stages. If he was unsuccessful, or if he was killed, so then you know he's not the one the Torah promised.
So we can,
and then he is like any other king of the house of David, who was a kosher king, just like there were many other kosher kings who died.
Right.
And
so we can build the Beit HaMikdash before we.
There's a lot more to discuss, but I think we have a general picture of Mike. Yeah, we covered what we need to know about how we validate the Mashiach.
Chapter 12.